This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Kinship, explains Patricia Morrow, can be thought of as a broader definition of family.
Families who are raising their relatives' children, grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces and nephews, older siblings raising younger siblings. Those are the most common.
All these are family groupings that can receive services from the Sonoma Kinship Family Center in Santa Rosa, the not-quite-three-year-old agency for which Morrow is the program director. And she adds they reach out even further to families where there are no blood relationships involved, those formed through legal guardianships, foster care, adoption, or less formal arrangements.
Any adult who has a kinship bond with a child, mom's best friend in high school, college roommate, was her maid of honor and was there when the baby was born, is almost an aunt to the child, now is raising that child. So that's also a kinship family.
These family units typically have come together out of necessity and often personal tragedy.
Unfortunately, the social situations that this country is facing right now, especially with the immigration issues, parents are being deported and leaving their children who are born here behind. Relatives are picking up the tab for that. The two wars that we're fighting creates kinship families as well, and the death of a parent. Do have several families who have experienced that.
Kinship families are also formed when a parent or parents are arrested or jailed, and their children go to live with a relative or family friend rather than an out-of-home placement. Regardless of how these families have been formed, Morrow says the Kinship Center exists to offer them a wide range of services tailored to meet the needs of each individual household.
Some families need help getting legal guardianship or understanding that process. Some families don't understand that there are financial services available from the County of Sonoma, and we help them through that process. Some families need counseling. We have support groups. We have an educational workshop for caregivers. We have a Spanish-speaking support group that meets twice a month. If a child is having trouble in school, we will advocate for the family and make sure they understand what's being told to them, because it's been a long time since they've been a part of the educational system.
With just a 3-member staff, much of this work is done by volunteers, including some who are kinship caregivers themselves. The services are provided at no charge to the 150 families currently engaged with the center, Morrow says. Funding for the center, currently at about $200,000 annually, comes from state and federal sources, private donors, and the Junior League of Napa Sonoma, with key support from the County of Sonoma. There are no age restrictions for participating in the Kinship Center programs, nor limits on how long anyone needing services can continue to receive them. Instead, Morrow says, they use more meaningful criteria to gauge their successes.
I think a success story is where the caregiver feels supported. The children are safe. There's a strong bond with those families. They are feeling secure and stable in the home that they're in. They understand that they're not a traditional family, but they're happy and healthy and getting what they need in order to survive. And the caregiver is also getting what they need to be healthy and positive and create a positive relationship for these children.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.